Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17. Christ, addressing the believers at Laodicea, reminds them, first of all, of what they are saying about themselves. You say, I am rich, have acquired wealth, and don't need a thing. And now Christ responds, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Revelation 3, verse 17. What a word to say to Laodicea. What a word to say to believers. What a word for this ecclesia 2,000 years ago. But remember, my friend, remember. Let us all remember. As Christ says, this is what the Spirit is saying even today to the churches. And there are churches today where Christ is saying the same thing. You say of yourself, well, I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, I don't need anything, I've got it, I'm there. But you don't realize how wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked you are. What a solemn, what a searching word is this. Now, some buts in the Bible, only a very small word, B-U-T, but. But some buts in the Bible are glorious buts. I suppose the most glorious of all must be that phrase, but now, as Lloyd-Jones says, and I keep repeating it, two of the most important words, probably almost, you might say, the most important phrase in the Scripture, but now. You get it in Romans 3, Romans 5, and so on, and so on, and so on. It was like this, but now. In the Old Covenant it was, but in the New Covenant, but now. Before conversion it was, but after conversion, but now, and so on. Some buts, I say, are glorious. You get another glorious one in Ephesians 2, the first three verses. Dead in trespasses and sins. Under the wrath of God. Satan active and all the rest of it. The natural man in such a state of appalling wretchedness. But God, who is rich in mercy. Ephesians 2:4. What a glorious but is that. But the but here is anything but glorious. This is a solemn but. You say, rich I am. Oh, yes. I'm doing well. We've attained here in this church. This church has got, you know. This church can do it. Oh, yes, we're there. But, says Christ, you don't realize. What a but. How wrong can a church be? How wrong can believers be about themselves? How wrong can I be about myself? How wrong can you be, brother, sister, about yourself? And it's not only believers, it's unbelievers. It's not only the godly, it's the ungodly. It's not only saints, you know, who can be wrong. Oh, sinners are wrong too. And they think they've got it. They think they can attain. They think they can manage. They think they can cope. I'm the master of my soul. I'm the captain. I'm like, I can rule it. I govern my fate. Oh, yes, I can manage. And they don't realize how blind and wretched and needy they are. Unbeliever, is there an unbeliever listening to me? Your eyes need to be open to see what you really are in the eyes of Christ. You see, here we're reading about what the church thinks of itself and what others think of it. Oh, yeah, that's a very fine church down the road there. Really wonderful place. Look, it's packed. Look at all their programs. They're doing well. And Christ says, you're not rich at all. You're poor. In the eyes of men, you're rich. But in the eyes of Christ, you're poor. Instead of being happy, walking proud and tall, you're wretched. Instead of being a triumphant church or a pitiful people, you think you're wealthy, but you're in abject poverty. You think you can see things clearly, you've got it sussed. You're blind as bats and worse. You think you're dressed in fine clothes. Look at the wardrobes full of all the togs and gear you've got. But you're naked. You've got nothing. This is a tremendous rebuke. But the rebuke is here. Let me anticipate something. The rebuke of Christ is to rescue them. We'll speak of that in later discourses. But he tells this church that he's saying this to rescue them because he loves them. Unbeliever, do you not know that Christ tells you that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked, so that he might rescue you? Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is able, he is willing. Doubt no more. That's what Joseph Hart wrote, and it's so powerful and so true. That's what Christ is saying to you here in this text. It's addressed to the church at Laodicea, but there's an application to you. Do you feel you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, naked? Spiritually speaking, I mean, do you know your need? Then come to Christ, and he will receive you freely. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will. Now this church, that's the main application. It's big, it's powerful, it's successful, but no, it's ignorant, blind. They're self-deceived. They're flattering themselves. But their complacency is but a deception. They're complacent, but they're in an appalling condition. They're under need and guilt and misery. What a bad. Christ is judging them, knocking at the door. Do you know what James 5:9 says? James tells the believers there what Christ is telling the church at Laodicea. And what he's telling us today, what he's telling every church, every elder, every preacher, every so-called pastor. What is Christ saying? What does James 5:9 say? The judge is standing at the door. And there's only one verdict that counts. For sinner, unsaved, and for saint. For believer and unbeliever, for churches, there's only one verdict that counts. It's not what we think of ourselves. It's not what others think of us. It's what Christ sees. And his verdict is what counts. Oh, may this solemn but never be said of me. Root it out of me, Lord. Am I wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked, and yet I think I'm so rich and so strong and so big and so powerful and so capable. Oh, may I see myself as Christ sees me. And may I see in my Saviour all my hope and salvation. Oh, may churches hear this, and if they are in this wretched condition, may they repent and return to Christ. If individuals are in this condition, individual believers, oh, may we, may you, may I, brother and sister, may we together, individually, turn back to Christ. And unbeliever, come. Come as a wretched sinner. Come as a needy sinner. And Christ will save you. He will give life and mercy and forgiveness. Oh, come. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. He has told you this, that he might awaken you to everlasting salvation. May that be the end of it. That's my hope. May that be the purpose of Christ's rebuke here and this little discourse. May we all receive the blessing that this text, Revelation 3:17, is designed to give. Amen.